Character, people in your work. Chapter 1, Introduction and some things to avoid. The most important rule to remember when constructing characters is that you should create people. They should be as individual and alive as the people in your life or those that you see in the street, fresh from your imagination and dependent on neither stereotype nor cliché. They should draw the reader into their lives and provoke a reaction from them in the same way that a person would. What you wish that reaction to be is entirely up to you. Enthrall, disgust, horrify, repulse, and enchant your reader. The purpose of this lesson is to provide you with advice on how to go about creating living people. Before we begin looking at ways in which you create and develop your characters, there are two commonly made mistakes you should avoid. First, physical features alone do not a character make. Your character's appearances are of value and interest in any narrative, but you shouldn't rely on them to create the character for you or assume that they will. It is also vital to remember that a list and a description are not the same thing. If your novel happens to include a police report, a list of physical features may be of use to the police in locating a criminal. However, outside of that particular scenario, an inventory of physical attributes isn't going to be enough to draw readers into the character's world and convince them to stay. You can't expect readers to stick with you if all you are prepared to provide them with is a list when, if you work just that little bit harder, what you could create is a person. This leads on to the next mistake of which you should be aware: stereotypes. When creating people with which to populate your work, you have at your disposal the height, depth, and breadth of your imagination. You also have the entire world as it exists outside of your head. There is no need to rely on cliché or stereotype to form what will appear to the reader as a caricature. Not all teenage girls are anorexic. Not all cops are fat and eat donuts. Jovial, exuberant people aren't always fat. Redhead women aren't always feisty. Blondes aren't always sexy. Academics need not be socially inept, and it isn't a given that businesswomen are cutthroat, manipulative wearers of parasuits. These may seem like obvious examples, but they are common in both published and unpublished novels, poems, and short stories. It can be hard work, but writing is an activity, something that may become a vocation, that you should enjoy. This is more likely to be the case, and it will be far more fulfilling, both to you and the reader, if you use your own ideas to create people, instead of relying on those used too frequently by others.